Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit of God. Come and speak through me and move among us this morning. For your own glory, Lord, we pray. Amen. Please sit down. Last Sunday, we heard about that wonderful promises of God from this very interesting epistle Paul wrote to the Christians in Ephesus. We were put through our position in Christ as heirs of the kingdom. We were meant to know that we got through this not through our own merits. We didn't actually do anything to deserve this, but that was through the grace of God. When I read this very epistle, I read it as if Paul is actually directing that to me, and I believe this very text is not only meant for the Christians in Ephesus, but for us, the church of today as well. In that narrative last Sunday, we were equally meant to know that all these promises and inheritance we have in Christ were sealed with the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. So they are sure and established. Now, that was in the first part of that very epistle, that from chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Paul, in verse 15 to 23, began to pray for the church. There are a few things he mentioned in that prayer. If we look at verse 18, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know. No, sorry, if we start from verse 17, the end of that very verse, he says, so that you may know him better. Know him better. The word better there, I think, implies that they have known him, but they still need to know him the more. Why must they know God the more? Why must they know Christ the more? Knowing someone is about having a kind of deeper relationship with that person. Knowing about somebody is not actually knowing someone. But to know somebody, someone clearly requires something more, spending time with that person. I will draw you to a funny story. I mean, that's my life story. When my family were in Nigeria, when they were in Nigeria, my wife used to tell me, you don't know anything yet about children and marriage. I said, you are a liar. I am the father, I know, I feel what they feel, I call you every day. I talk with them almost every day. He said, that's not it. And of course, I come home frequently. She says, that's not it. Until you start living with us, you will know what it means to understand what marriage and children is all about. Now I am beginning to know that I am... was the person wrong, and she's right. I can see rejoice through for the past 1 year now, her divine. I see her develop from one stage to the other. Every now and then I am with them. We get to know ourselves deeper, even in our relationship. So I am trying to say that we are in that relationship. I thought I have known everything about marriage and children. But until my time fully was devoted in that, and is still being devoted to that, now that I know more about ourselves, now that I begin to know more about my children, now I begin to know what it takes a little child to grow from 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, to a year and 6 months. And that is the same thing with us and Christ. Coming to church, being a member of church, well, we've been baptized in Him, we are identified with Him, we have knowledge of Him, but we have not known Him fully. So that might be the case of the Christians in Ephesus. And Paul prayed that they will know Christ better. Now, how do we today got to know Christ? Through studying the Word of God, not just studying that. Studying the Word of God reflectively. Deepening our lives in the Word. Allowing the Word to speak to us. Allowing the Word to pass through us. Well, some great professors and theologians, they must have read the Bible, they must have known everything about the Bible, but that doesn't mean that they know God. So to know God requires something more: time of dedication, time of fellowship. More to that, to develop an attitude of meditative prayer, asking God to reveal Himself more to us. And no wonder church tried to run certain activities to encourage us to grow in the knowledge of whom Christ is. Like we are going to have Discovering Christianity this evening at the rectory. It is wonderful to know that Christ is ready to pick us wherever we are in the faith. If you are just a starter, if there is any word like that, if your mind is not yet clear whether to believe in this very God that we are talking about, that has promised us this wonderful inheritance, not as our politicians has promised, which tends to fail us today, but a promise that is sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit, the promise that is guaranteed, then we come to the rectory this evening and ask those questions that we would like to know about Christ. We equally do have prayer meeting here every Saturday. It is a time to join our faith together, because Paul was addressing the church, not individual. We are part of that body of Christ. We will get to that. But we draw our strength from that whole hall. He used that metaphor, the body of Christ, and we are the branches. So we can only grow stronger. We start from a church community. We come together, join our faith corporately to seek God and see what God can do in our time. Then in verse 18, he continues and says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. That hope was buttressed last Sunday. The hope is all about our eternity, which is secured in Christ. The hope is that Jesus has won for us at the cross of Calvary. That hope is not questionable. It stands as long as we continue to journey with Christ in this faith. For those of us who cannot cope with my accent. So as long as we continue with him, we are assured of a place with him. Our life and our hope is not limited with what is happening in our present time. It is secured in heaven. And we will come to that time when we will be with Christ face to face. Our inheritance. We might not at times be assured, we are not sure of whether we have anything to inherit in Christ. There are a lot. The scripture made it clear, wonderful things that we will benefit as the heirs of the kingdom of God. But they are all shadow of what to come when we will come to meet Christ face to face. So Paul prayed for that. And we are coming again to a very important thing. That is the heart of our Christian faith, the propeller. He talks about that in verse 19. He says, his incomparable great power for us who believes. The power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. There is power that is meant for all that have faith in Christ Jesus. If you look at the strength behind this expression, he says, the power that has no definition, you cannot equate it with anything. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power that grave could not stand, the power that established our faith today. Because if Christ did not rise from the dead, our gathering here would be in vain. That we may know that power that is ours. He didn't say to all, to those that believe. Now, if we have all these powers, if this great assurance, they are all for us. Today we do hear about uncertainties here and there. It has become a household news about the future of coming out from European Union, coming without deal or no deal. People are tired of hearing that. And recently, the Prime Minister resigned. It is hovering all over us what future might hold. Last week we heard about 0-hour contract. Young people today, they are not secured in their job. But the power we are talking about surpasses what this current occurrences in our life holds, because our life is not limited to what is being done here. And he went on to say that power that resurrected Christ, if we read on, and seated him in the heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, and rulers. If we look at what is happening in the world today, we will know that they are not ordinary. Well, Bible talks about the rulers of darkness. And we know that the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy. So he is the perpetrator of all these things. But we have a good news. We are exalted with Christ. And it is in the scripture. If we take it further in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, he said that We are there with Christ in heavenly places, above all these powers that is manipulating our lives today. So if we are seated in Christ in that place, above all these powers, we have dominion over them. Because greater is Christ in us. Greater is that seal of our salvation, the power of God in us, than that power in the world. We shouldn't be moved by all this news we hear today, because we are assured of a greater hope. We possess a greater power. Our position is greater than the power that be in our time. Don't think that anything is able to separate you from the love of God. According to where we heard before we started the service, from Romans 8, verse 38, not even the news we hear today, not even whatever form of tribulation will be able to rob us from that promise of God, because it took God his life. It took him his love for us to establish that. So nothing can separate us from the promises of God. Nothing can move us from where we are in Christ. Who we are is established. What is happening today has nothing to do with us. Paul saw the need to make these prayers, despite that these people, they had always believed in Christ. But he prayed that they will have a deeper understanding, that their mind of understanding will be open. They will know their position, they know the power, and they know their place in God, and they know the hope they have. This morning, you might be here, and you are not yet still sure that you know Christ himself. Or maybe you know him, but you need to know him more. According to where we have read, you have to dedicate yourself to a time of studies. You have to make yourself available. It will cost you something. It will cost you time. It will cost you relationship. It will cost you to know God and know him more and more. It will cost you time of prayer, which the church has made a possibility here. It's not that you cannot pray on your own, but you will start here. From here you will grow. At times we run very tired. But when we come here and pray together, we will be quickened. And when we go home, we continue. And through that, God will continue to reveal himself to us. And you may be here, you are still doubting the power of God in your life as a child of God. There is a promise that the power that is in us surpasses every power that be, surpasses every force the enemy might raise to pull us down. And that is that power that raised Jesus from dead. You should know where you belong. You belong to that place where Christ is seated, in the heavenly places. And if we know that, we are not to be worried about whatever news we hear today. We should hold on to that promise, because it is sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, you have spoken to us. Make your word real in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.